Coach Corey Allen joins us here in the booth. And, Coach, I know it was a bit of a frustrating day and another day where your defense battled throughout this one, did a lot of good things out there, but the offense never quite able to get into sync on this one.
Yeah, I just got done talking to the guys, and, you know, we can be better in base fundamental football and operating on first and second down, and there were just some opportunities, especially early on, where we didn't capitalize, and it's, you know, it's not just one person. It's that finding that blend and being able to establish a balanced attack, and, you know, throughout the course of the night, we weren't able to do that.
We talked about turnovers, and turnovers really big in this one. You talk about that opening drive. You're moving the ball effectively, sprinkling in the short passing game and the run, but then at least from here, it appeared like one floated on Jeremy a little bit. Interception ends up down at your 2-yard line, and from going like you were going to, looking like you were going to draw opening blood on the scoreboard, and you find yourself down 7, and that's a big momentum shifter.
Well, it is. It's, you know, when you do that, when you get the ball to start the game, if you go 3 and out or you turn it over early, it's almost like giving them the ball twice, you know, the first and the second half. And so, you know, you look at that, and then we responded with a decent drive down the field, and you'd always like to come away with 7, but, you know, Austin did a nice job and banged that thing through, you know, and so things were good, and there was, again, that back-and-forth time, just like you saw last week, where there were opportunities for us to capitalize, and we just didn't.
On the other side, I said the defense battled, and there's no question they hold them to several field goal attempts instead of touchdowns on several occasions with this. But when you look at those drives for the Eagles, a lot of double-digit play drives, 11, 14, 15, and, man, that can just really be demoralizing, not to mention taking time off the clock that your offense doesn't get.
Yeah, I mean, I think they flipped the script on us to what exactly we want to do. We want to control the time of possession, and you know, when you don't execute on first and second down football, and they do, that allows them to control it. You can see it in the stats with how long they had the football. Yeah, I mean, offensively, we left them out there way too long, and that gets hard to overcome. I thought there were some really good individual efforts, but again, it's not an individual game.
Well, another one of those things where you have to put it away and put it away pretty quickly. Back at home again next week, Southwest Baptist coming in, and they usually come in with a high-powered offense.
Yeah, I thought they did a really good job. We made a trip out there last year that seemed like it took a week. And once we arrived, you know, they certainly were firing offensively on all cylinders. They move it around the field pretty well. And so, you know, we're going to have to be ready. But again, and for us, it's, you know, it's not so much about Southwest Baptist. It's about where we're at as a program on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, correcting the mistakes and fixing the basic football things that put you in position to win games.
All right, Coach, as always, we appreciate your time after games. I know it's not always easy, but we do appreciate your time and your insight.